Good morning. It's a little after 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got to practice saying the time better when it's not straight up. Coming up on 19 after 8, you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, I have a couple of guests. Andrew Tomes is here from the Sitka Conservation Society. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Robert.
And you brought with you Ben Alexander from Headwaters Economics. Whereabouts in Montana, Ben?
Bozeman, Montana.
From Bozeman, Montana. And we're going to talk a little bit this morning about an idea that I think we've explored some in the news, Andrew, this idea of integrated resource management on the Tongass. I know we've done stories about the cabin restoration, the young growth cabin restoration project out at Star Gabin. And Ben has sort of come up to sort of put some, sort of the mantle of academic and economic expertise on this idea that's emerging in the Tongass, integrated resource management. So, Ben, in a nutshell, what is it?
The idea is to try to manage the forest not for a single goal, say the production of timber per se, or the production of salmon habitat, or subsistence values per se, but to try to integrate those values in a way and to the extent that they can be mutually reinforcing. And typically, the Forest Service has handled its forest treatment projects through timber sales, which are an efficient way of producing a product off the forest, primarily for commercial purposes. Increasingly, the product of the Tongass National Forest includes, in addition to commercial values, non-commercial values, such as habitat for a range of species, community use values, potentially firewood and biomass in general for heat and electricity in the communities in the region. And the question then for the Forest Service is how to integrate the management of the forest to sustain and accomplish those values. And administratively, the forest has been limited because it has exercised primarily timber sale contracts and to a more limited degree service contracts. And now they have a third alternative.
Yeah, if you've been following Tongass issues in this area for, you know, the last couple of decades, you know that every time a major sale is announced, it tends to pit the Forest Service or user groups against each other. But as I mentioned, Andrew, last year we covered the Star Gabin Young Growth Cabin Project, and it was a timber sale to harvest trees to improve habitat for that watershed out there and produce a cabin as a pilot project for conceivably a commercial enterprise that could develop out there. It seemed like a new sort of vision was emerging around the harvest of timber.
Yeah, it definitely was, Robert, and that was a very innovative project on the Tongass, and that was its first of its kind that came right out of the Sitka District here. And in addition to all the different values that went into that project and all the different returns that we got out of it, the most interesting part of that project was all the different groups that worked together to make it happen. Ranged from the Conservation Society working with the Forest Service, working with University of Alaska and the school district and the Park Service on some different monitoring and education projects. Just went across the board of everybody coming together and figuring out what do we get out of the forest, what do we want this project to look like, and how will it benefit us as a community.
All right. So I'm kind of harping on the Young Growth Cabin Project because I actually went out there and did a news story on it, but I know that you have other sort of ideas in mind beyond just that. There's biomass and wood energy, and that's sort of why Ben is up here, because this is not new. It's new to us, but it's not new elsewhere, right?
That's correct. And I don't think, Robert, that the values are really that mysterious, that we know there are a set of community values that people in Sitka understand pretty intuitively, things that the Tongass produces and that you have enjoyed here for a long time. What I think is new is an approach to trying to set up a forest treatment project that is designed specifically to accomplish multiple values. And the cabin effort is a great initial example of that. In 1998, Congress authorized stewardship and result contracting, now just called stewardship contracting or integrated resource contracts, that specifically allow the Forest Service to package sort of market and non-market products and services together into a single contracting agreement. and also mandates that that contract be created and conducted and then monitored in a collaborative setting between the Forest Service and the contractors, sometimes involving community members as well as nonprofit participants. So there's a collaborative emphasis, there's a market and non-market emphasis, and rather than just simply producing a product, you're producing an end result that encompasses the multiple values that the communities care about. And as you mentioned, this has been done now for the, in a number of places across the United States, but particularly in the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies for the last 10 years. And it was so successful in its first 5 years in a pilot phase that Congress reauthorized the legislation applying to Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management lands until 2013. And to the best of my knowledge, stewardship contracting has not been experimented with on the Tongass National Forest yet, and it's exciting to think about that opportunity and to talk with people here about it.
Well, I know it's on the minds of senior staff in the Sitka Ranger District. I've heard them discuss it. I've heard them discuss the possibility of approaching some units of alder as stewardship sales, and of course going in. We've got like 55,000 acres of second growth and young growth that could conceivably sort of come onto the market sooner than anticipated in some sort of stewardship capacity. So that's something to look forward to. But you mentioned Congress, Ben. Senator Lisa Murkowski is now our senior senator, and it's been sort of an interesting relationship with the Tongass and Alaska's congressional delegation. Senator Murkowski is going to be in Sitka tomorrow. This stewardship contracting and this kind of integrated resource management something that's on her radar?
You know, we've seen a lot of interest out of Senator Murkowski's office for efforts like the Tongass Futures Roundtable that bring together different groups in the region to think about a common vision and a future for communities on the Tongass. And we've seen a lot of interest from her in being innovated in the ways that we manage the Tongass. We've seen that her approach is a little bit different than just we cut timber on the Tongass and that's what we do. We've seen a lot more recognition of a lot of the different values and range of values that we get from the forest. And we've seen a lot of support there for different sorts of programs and innovation, and we're excited to get support from her office on these efforts.
All right. Who else besides Ben have you brought up to sort of workshop this?
Yep, a couple of folks are up here with me today, and one is Maya Enzer with Sustainable Northwest, which is works on collaborative forestry in the Pacific Northwest, primarily in Oregon and Washington, and have been among the early innovators in moving beyond the timber wars in the Pacific Northwest and developing stewardship contracts as an approach to make forestry work for small, rural, and often isolated communities while producing commercial values and protecting landscape values at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then I've also brought Carol Daly from the Flathead Economic Policy Center in Kalispell, who was among was really the initial innovator of stewardship contracts in Montana. Again, trying to move beyond a very contentious, litigious, combative phase of timber production in northwest Montana in the late 80s and early 90s, and has emerged as kind of a leader in collaborative forestry, but also an expert on the administrative nuances of stewardship contracting.
And Ben, would you say in general that sort of the path has been cleared for the Tongass and some of these other northwestern forests? I mean, is this idea pretty well on track, or is it still emerging? Or is there a pretty clear roadmap here?
I think we're very much still in an experimental phase. We've just really come out of 10 years of experimenting on a relatively modest scale, and I think some of the questions down south are, to what extent can we wrap this up into a landscape scale approach to land management? And if we do that, how do we fund that? Because now we are seeing fewer commercial, high-value commercial products coming off forests, and this is particularly true in this recessionary climate when there is almost no demand for construction-grade timber in the lower 48 at this point. How do we continue to sustain our land management, which is expensive, and do so in a way that is job-creating and restoring some of the wildlife and wildland values that rural people love and are used to? And the stimulus package that has recently been adopted and is now being packaged up at the project level within the agencies and across the country is a tremendous opportunity to think about reinvesting in some of these collaborative integrated resource value approaches to land management. So it's an exciting time right now.
Yeah, I didn't see the final amount, but I know the Forest Service got a sizable chunk of money in the stimulus package. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. If folks are interested in how these ideas develop, you've got a website where they can sort of check out.
We do, Robert. If you go to headwaterseconomics.org, you can find a couple of things. One, a slideshow on the evolving economy in Southeast Alaska, and a detailed economic report on recent trends and measures of well-being for the region, as well as each borough and census area in Southeast Alaska. And I'll try to put up next week some links to some of the stewardship contracting resources that are available here in Alaska, but so far have not been applied here in Alaska, so that might be of interest to people.
All right. Well, it seems, Andrew, like Sitka and the Sitka Ranger District are poised to move in kind of a new direction. It's been a while since the mill closed. It's been a while since our large sale periods, and it seems like the sort of the die has been cast out there in Stargavin Valley, and more work like this is probably coming.
Yeah, we're going to hope so, Rob.
All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Andrew Tomes and Ben Alexander with Headwaters Economics in Bozeman, Montana. Again, the website, headwaterseconomics.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.